Isn't it nice to be in the house of the Lord? We praise His wonderful name. He's our Savior, our soon coming King. And we're so happy to have visitors sharing fellowship with us today. We want the families that are listening in tonight, today, to understand that we are so appreciative of you sharing fellowship with us, the true and the living God, the Son of God, and the blessed Holy Spirit. We want to invite you all, family and friends, and we do pray that your heart will be richly blessed. And we must encourage you, friends, to bring along your family each time you're coming to share fellowship. Bring a friend as well. Tell someone about us and come and let us worship God in spirit and in truth. We do pray that you will come again and have a wonderful time with us. May God bless your heart really good. We thank God that you are able to come and join us in the praise and worship. What beautiful choruses of worship and praise. We thank also our Sister Fiani for those beautiful songs. Those are songs that I would like to use this morning. Yes, and then time of togetherness to bow down before Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth. What a beautiful portion of Scripture that was just read a while ago by our dear sister. A beautiful story it is. Think of it. Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Son of God, yes, taking the disciples up into the mountaintop with Him to have fellowship. And that's what I do pray, that all of us will have that experience of the glory of God upon all of us as a church. My emphasis to this morning is God's people turning back to Him. Revive us again. Fill our hearts with Thy love, and may our souls be rekindled with fire from above. I do pray that every one of us, you might have the experience today, but how about when you come back again with us to see the glory of God upon us? What a wonderful revival that will be. There are many other men of God in the Bible that experience the glory of God. And that's the hope of the church today, that the glory of God will come back again to be with us. We have lost this. We have forgotten about the Creator of the heavens and the earth, that we should serve Him in spirit and in truth. We forget about His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit. And I do pray that our hearts will be revived as a nation, and also throughout the world, that God's people who have fallen into a backslidden state and have neglected the house of God, neglected the Savior and the Heavenly Father who is eternal, and now we have gone astray. I do pray that this message, and I don't think it will be able to finish today, but please come again and let me finish telling you about experiencing the glory of God. Oh yes, Peter, James, and John had an experience in seeing the radiance, the glory of God upon His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is for us too as well, members of the Church of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His name. Praise God. Brethren, friends, we are living in a frightening time. A frightening time in that we have neglected worshiping the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is Almighty God, and he is eternal. All power is given to his Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus speaking to his disciples, telling them of the importance of having the power of God. That's what we are called for. As the disciples of Christ, we are to lift him up that all men would see him and glorify him which is in heaven. But because of what has been happening over the past 5-6 years, we as children of God have turned away from serving God in spirit and in truth. We have, in according to the scriptures, we have backslidden. We no longer go to church. We no longer participate in the things of God. And we now enjoy all the various activities that are taking place in the world today, various attractions, and so on. And so our children, our grandchildren, and many, many husbands and wives, and many Christians, in the church language, you have backslidden. And so we are going to refresh your memory of our responsibility, what the church is all about. Yes, is to serve the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He has made us in his own image and in his own likeness. And he's a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other God before me, says Jesus, speaking to the multitude. Today, again, from Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus, which we have just experienced a couple of days ago, went to the cross of Calvary to pay the price of sin. Oh, the scripture says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And he gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, and our friend, to pay the price for the many sins that we have committed. One of the sins, backsliding. Oh, and that's the world today. We find that many of the children of God have backslidden from serving God in spirit and in truth. Here, Jesus is saying to his disciples, and he's saying to us today, I'm going to be trying to do things for the first half of the message here, to provoke the children of God who are found in a backslidden state today. Yes, Jesus is refreshing the memory of his disciples, who God is and who he is, the Savior of the world. He's also Emmanuel, which means God with us. And here he's telling the disciples, now that he has paid a price for our sins on the cross of Calvary, which we celebrate a couple of days ago, telling them of who Jesus is and who the Heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 28, he says here, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Isn't that something? We have so many leaders today are showing how powerful they are. But we, children of God, are called ambassadors. We are called lights, and you're going to hear that earlier on. And I'm just saying these things to refresh your memory who we are. Yes, we are the light of the world. And Jesus is saying here that all power is given unto us in heaven and in earth. And we, as children of God, have that power which comes through the Father, the Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit to us today to manifest the power and to be of help to the many that are lost in sin. Word of God says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so the first thing here is Jesus is telling his disciples, and he's telling those of us who are backslidden Christians, all power is given to me both in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28 and verse 18. The Bible also teaches that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24 to 26. You know, friends, it's a sad case that we continue to enter into his presence and we call God our Father, and we don't know him. Many of us don't know him because we don't have any relationship with him. Many of us don't know him because we don't even know his name. Yes, but we curse and we swear and call his name in a swear or a curse. But today, I do pray that by the end of these studies here, we will have a mighty revival. We have been praying for this for quite some time, that God would visit us and give all nations in the world today a mighty awakening among the churches, because the Word of God tells us that we, the children of God, are the light of the world. Jesus speaking to the multitude that he went up into a mountain. Matthew chapter 5. Word of God says, and he got his disciples. Notice that. The disciples are not left out. And we are disciples of Christ. Word of God says, and when it was set, he began to teach them. And I'm going to jump all the way down to verse 16, where the Word of God tells the multitude that was there, you are the light. Christians that are in a backslidden state, because of the condition of the world today, you have gone astray. Here, Jesus is reminding the vast multitude that was on the mountaintop, following him all over to see the mighty acts of God, saying to them, we are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:16. I want you to know, friends, that we have a tremendous job because we are all walking in darkness. And the Word of God says Jesus is the light of the world. And if we walk with him and have fellowship with him, praise his wonderful name, we will be able to take this world out of darkness and point them to Jesus, who says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Praise his wonderful name. You know, it's a wonderful thing to experience fellowship with God, with his Son, and with the Holy Spirit. When we can embrace him and know that we are a part of the family of God, it's a wonderful thing. Here the Word of God tells us, friends, that it's important. We are the light of the world, he says. The light of the world. Jesus also says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And then you're wondering who we are, the church. Yes, the building. We are the building. Yes, not just the bricks and the stones and the steel, but we have the Spirit of God living in us. We are the temple of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and verse 18 to 20. Oh, What a portion of scripture is that? Listen to what Jesus is saying to the church today. And I'd like for you to turn to that because, as I said before, I'm speaking to the church. I'm speaking to the Christians, those that are walking with God and those that are backslidden. Ah, yes. Listen to what Paul is now speaking to the Christians. And this is what he had to say in Corinthians chapter 6. Listen. In chapter 6, this is challenging, brethren. And I do pray that we, as children of God, would encourage those that have fallen into a backslidden state. 1 Corinthians, yes, chapter 6. And here the Word of God tells us, I want you to note that what the question is being asked. Know ye not that he which joined to an harlot is one body, for two, said he, shall be one flesh. But then he goes on to tell us here, down in verse 19, the question is being asked, says Paul, writing to the Christians. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which is not of God, and ye are not your own? Listen what verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Yes, what price was that? That Jesus paid on the cross of Calvary and shed his blood. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, friends, Jesus went to the cross to pay the price for sin, which is death. The Word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Verse 24, ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Oh, brethren, Christians that are walking contrary to the love of God, and in your spirit, which are God's. Yes, for ye are bought with a price. And the Word of God again tells us in Romans, the wages of sin is death. We have a wonderful Savior. The Word of God tells us, friends, that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. I am so thankful for the saving grace of God. I'm so thankful for the blessed Holy Spirit that can guide me and keep me going along each day. And I am encouraging all the Christians today that have fallen short. And today is a day for you to come back. We are talking about revival. Over the past 6 months, many denominations worldwide have been praying to God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Blessed Holy Spirit, asking God to revive us again. Oh, we have turned our backs upon God to follow men. But the Word of God says we should not trust in men. We should not. But you can always have trust in God, our Father, and His Son, the Word of God. Jesus speaking to the disciples, of which we are, because we are a part of the church and the body of Christ, speaking to them, says, have faith in God. Many Christians have lost hope in God. But I want you to know, friends, here is a disciples following Jesus, the wonderful Savior, said to the disciples as he turned around, he said to them, have faith in God. Today I want all the backsliding Christians, you have fallen short. You have gone away, astray. Oh, yes. Why not be a good prodigal daughter or a prodigal son, a prodigal husband or wife? Why not take up yourself and come back to your Father? God, our eternal Father, come back to him and begin to serve him. Yes, the Word of God tells us, friends, that if we have need of him, we should come and ask, and it will be given unto us. The good Father, friends, give good gifts. I like that. Praise his wonderful name. Jesus speaking again to the disciples, and he's speaking to you also. He says, ask, and it should be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open unto you. Yes. Who seek him today, he can be found. Yes. But then we are praying and waiting for revival. That's what we are praying and waiting for. Not just now. Many Christians have fallen short along the way as they travel. And we find David, son of Jesse, yes, also a shepherd boy, but he also loves to sing. And there it is, God honored him and made him king of Israel. But then he found himself in a backslidden state along with the children of Israel as well. And then the Word of God tells us over in Psalm 85, and I like this. You know, it would be so sweet if many of us would be like David. He's always asking forgiveness. And many of us like to read the Psalms because David would humble himself from time to time and come back and ask God for mercy. Yes, listen what David is saying here in Psalm 85. And I want you to know that. Psalm 85, he says here in verse 6, will thou not revive us again? Oh, what a question. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Ah, yes. Show us thy mercy. And, oh, I just love that, brethren. God is merciful. He's always willing to listen to those that are calling out, Lord, have mercy on me. We hear that many times from many backsliding Christians, asking God to have mercy. And here is David, not afraid to ask for mercy. Listen what he's saying here. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Is this your prayer, friends, brothers, sisters that are in a backslidden state? Let me read it again. David is asking the question, will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy. Oh, friends, mercy, God's mercy, is to all generation. Yes, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Oh, yes, he's not willing that any should perish, but that should have everlasting life. But is that all? No. Listen to David again in Psalm 86. Yes. And listen to what he says in verse 5 and 6. For thou, Lord, art good. Yes, he is. Oh, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. if we would only thus walk with him. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy, all his mercy endureth to all generation. Yes, friends, and if you are in a backslidden state today, God's mercy is there. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, yes, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O God. Give ear, O Lord. Give ear unto our prayer. Oh, yes, and attend to the voice of thy, of our supplication. Yes, it's important, friends, that we get in his presence and wait upon him in prayer. Now, I want to take you to a portion of scripture which is rather interesting. The Bible teaches in John chapter 4, and that's over in the New Testament now. And this is also encouraging. John chapter 4, you have heard that portion of scripture read earlier on. John chapter 4. Here the word of God is telling us. There is a woman in going to the well day after day looking for water. Jesus says, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Today, friends, Jesus says, I am the living water. And if you are thirsty today, you can have a drink and be satisfied. Listen, the word of God says here in John chapter 4 and verse 24, God is a spirit. Yes, that you need to refresh your memory, that the God that we serve, yes, God is a spirit. That's Jesus speaking to this woman who came to the well to get water, a Samaritan woman. Oh, we have many Samaritans around the place today. They go to church, yes. They hear about God, yes. They sing the hymns in church, yes. But then, friends, you keep going to the well every day to satisfy that thirst that is burning within your heart. Here is this woman, oh, leaving the city and coming down where the well is. Day after day, she has been going to the well to fetch water, to satisfy the thirst. Oh, friends, are you getting any satisfaction from the things that you're doing? God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, I like that. Oh, and he made us in his own image and in his own likeness. And today, those of us who are in a backslidden state, friends, we have been going to church, but that's about it. But are we serving him in spirit and in truth? Here the word of God tells us, friends, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Not just a fake business. The woman said unto Jesus, I know that Messiah cometh. Oh, yes. Many of us been hearing the message over and over that Jesus is coming again. Oh, we know that by heart. When you listen to the radio, you hear so many people are inquiring about the coming of God. Yes, and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called the Christ. Oh, you know all that because you probably used to go to Sunday school. Oh, yes, who used to attend church regularly. I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, oh, we hear the answers on the radio. People are asking about the coming of the Lord. He will tell us all things, the Word of God says here. Jesus said unto her, I have speak unto you. Verse 26, sorry. Jesus said unto her, I that speak it unto thee, and he, think of that, when Messiah cometh, oh, I am looking forward to Messiah. Many of us are looking forward to the coming of the Lord. But are you ready? Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Are you getting ready, friends, for his coming? Are you properly dressed? Put on the whole armor of God to walk with God again as a soldier of Christ, as a daughter of God? Yes, it's important. Listen, the scripture tells us that we must do this. I like verse 26. Jesus said unto her, I that speak it unto thee am he. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You've been going to the well day after day, week after week, Sunday after Sunday, you come to church and you go back home still thirsty. Why not call out to him like the psalmist David? Have mercy on me today. Oh, forgive me for my backsliding. I have turned my back upon you. Come, friends, says Jesus, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, he offers peace that passeth all understanding. Now I'm going to take you to the sweet part of all this. I've been talking to the Christians who are in a backslidden state. And don't be offended. You notice that God is merciful. And he's calling you to come today. Come. For many years, you have turned your back upon God. You're enjoying all the things that are so filthy. You curse, you swear, you follow people marching all over the streets and demonstrating and so on and so forth, and neglect the house of God. You've been going to the various ball games and so on. I can't forget. There is a road that I used to pass on one of the stadiums, and how painful it was to see the mothers holding a child in her arm, one in one hand, walking on the sidewalk, coming from the ball game. That child wasn't in Sunday school, neither in church, but it's a mother who is walking with her son or her daughter from the ball game. And there it is, friends. The son or the daughter don't even know how to pray. They don't know who God is. Yes, friends, they hear their mother curse and swear. Their father do likewise. Their brothers and sisters do likewise. But then, friends, Jesus is saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Yes, today, friends, Jesus is calling you. Would you turn around like the prodigal son, or a prodigal daughter, a prodigal father or mother? Would you turn around today and follow Jesus? Jesus called the disciples and they followed him. Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Jesus is saying, if you've been walking with him before, he's saying to you, take up the cross and follow me again. Ah, yes, friends, take up the cross and follow me. Now, I am going to quickly go on because we have break the bread coming up. This is what I like. The Word of God tells us also that Jesus speaks to the multitudes at all times. Yes. What a conversation he had in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill. People used to see you going to church. Yes, but they are not seeing that anymore. You are going elsewhere. Jesus is saying to those who have been following the vast multitude that he taught on the mountaintop, that he has taught you in Sunday school, in church, he used to sing in the choir, and so on. He's saying, yes, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill. People used to see you going to church. People used to hear you praying and singing the wonderful songs. But it's not so anymore. The Bible tells us, friends, that Jesus spoke to the multitudes. And many times he would speak to the multitude and tell them to follow him. Today, would you follow him? You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Now, I'm just going to give you a taste of the other portion of the scriptures that I'd like to take you to. Word of God says here, friends, quite clearly, Jesus went up into a mountain. Jesus is always going into the mountain. He wants to take you out of the valley, friends. The psalmist says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. He can offer you comfort today. Yes, that's why he's saying, come. Come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That woman been going to the well day after day and seeking for satisfaction and bucket of water each day, but she had to be going back every day. Jesus said to her, I am the living water. Oh, yes, friends, I can satisfy that thirst. And he's saying to you today, yes, would you come to him? Yeah. Matthew 16 says here, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, Jesus speaks to the multitude. You are the light of the world. But then, let me jump quickly. The Word of God says that Jesus decided to take his disciples, Peter, James, and John, into the mountain. Ah, yes. You know, it's a wonderful thing to see people. I remember once upon a time when I used to walk across the park to get to my car. And people see me holding my Bible in my hand and going to church. And you would hear them say, pray for me. Ah, yes, I see you're going to church. Remember me in your prayer. But, you know, we're not hearing that anymore. People are not walking with their Bibles anymore. Oh, yes. They are not properly dressed to go to the house of God. And those who are going to the house of God are not even properly dressed. You wonder if they're a art board or something like that. The amount of drawing that is on their bodies and the amount of sections of their body that is being exposed. Yes, friends, I want you to know that Jesus wants to dress you. Yes, put on the old armor of God and be properly dressed, be properly armed, ready to fight the good fight for Jesus. Now, let me tell you what happened here. The scripture which you've heard read earlier on today, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up into the mountain. I have some interesting things to tell you about that. He took them up into the mountain. It's a wonderful thing to go into the mountain. I noticed, friends, that Jesus always loved to go into the mountain to pray. Who is he praying to? He's praying to God, his Heavenly Father. How about you? When last have you been to the prayer meeting? When last have you been to church? When last have you prayed like David, be merciful to me? Yes, friends, you too can cry out and he will have mercy on you. Here, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up into the mountain. Jesus is always going into the mountains to talk to his Heavenly Father. The disciples, early morning, are sometimes looking for him. And he is up in the mountains praying to his Heavenly Father. So it is with us. How about when last have you prayed in the morning before you go to work? When last have you prayed and thanked God for taking you home safely and give you strength to work each day? Now, let me make haste and say here. Peter, James, and John didn't refuse to follow Jesus. No, they followed him up into the mountain. Where was he going to have fellowship with God, his Heavenly Father? Oh, friends, when last have you got on your knees? When last have you got in your bed and kneeled? When last have you cried out? Jesus went up into the mountain with his disciples, Peter, James, and John, to have fellowship with God. And the word of God says here, the glory of God came upon them. Oh, yes. When last have you experienced the glory of God, brother and sister, backsliding brothers and sisters? When last have you had fellowship with God in the mountains, crying out to him to have mercy? The scripture says that Peter, James, and John went up with Jesus into the mountain. What an experience. And let me ask you if you have ever had that experience. I've had that experience several times. To have the glory of God coming upon you. You praise God. You bow down before him. You can't even hold your head up to look. Yes, friends, because of the light that is shining in your presence. The glory of God comes upon you. And you can only just shout and cry out to him, thanking him for visiting you, the glory of God. That's God's glory. When last have you had an experience like that? When last have you been to the prayer meeting and have an experience like that? When last have you spent time, as Jesus encouraged us to do, for fasting and praying meeting? He says, lock up into your room and read the scriptures and pray, and the glory of God will come upon you. But no, so often we use the excuse, I am too busy. So many things to do. Oh, I am extremely busy. I'll put it off for next month when we're fasting and praying again. John, Peter, James, what a wonderful experience they had. The glory of God came upon them, friends. They had to bow down to worship. Hallelujah. They bow down to worship, friends. Yes, because the glory of God, when it comes upon you, what you're seeing is God's fullness, God's glory, his brightness. Oh, what an experience it is. But it's just Peter and James and John that had that experience. I'm going to come back to that. We think of Paul, the apostle. He too had that experience traveling along the road. He was going to persecute the Christians. And here he had fellowship with Jesus. After Jesus' resurrection, he came back to earth to talk with Paul, and Paul was able to see the glory of God. His name was changed from Saul to Paul. How about you, friends? What an experience you can have. The glory of God coming upon you. You're not born again. Oh, the glory of God can come upon you. You can have the experience of saving grace and the love of God, which passeth all understanding. Today, friends, I am calling out to you, friends. Why not go up into the mountain today and fall on your knee? And friends, when the glory of God comes upon you, you cannot hold your head up, because a bright and shining light, the Word of God says, they experience the glory of God coming upon them and also upon the Son of God. Yes, what happened when they did this? Lord, let us do something for you. Well, lads, have you done something for God? God has done so many things for you. As best you're going out and you're coming in. But today, friends, it's a time for revival for the church of God. Oh, friends, those of us who are neglecting the prayer meetings, those of us who are neglecting the breaking of bread, those of us who are neglecting the time of fellowship with God's people, today, friends, today, why not? Why not follow Jesus up into the mountaintop? Jesus always loved to go up into the mountaintop. Why? To pray. Why? To talk with his Father. How about you going to talk with your Heavenly Father today? Yes, as the Eternal Father, he wants to bless you today. The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, he wants to pay the price for your sins, to forgive you of your many sins. Yes, he wants to. The blessed Holy Spirit wants to overshadow you today, friends. He's saying, come, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Now, let's go to Matthew. Sorry. Let's go to John. Sorry. You know, every time I think of it, the Word of God tells us here that when they experienced the glory of God, they were ready to work. Are you ready to work? Many so often says, I want to do this for God. I want to do that for God. I want to do this for God, but I'm too busy. We hear that excuse so often. Yes, Peter, James, and John was not too busy. Paul, who was going to persecute the Christians, Jesus, the Son of God, came back from glory and came to earth to talk with Paul the Apostle. Oh, his name was changed to Paul from Saul. Your name can be changed to a son or a daughter of God. Yes, what a fellowship Peter, James, and John had to see the glory of God. Let me ask the Christians, who are going to church every day, but you never experience the glory of God. Isn't that sad? Why not try today? Spend some time with Jesus in the mountain and experience the glory of God coming upon you, friends. You will be ready. You'll never be too busy to do something for God. Now, I'm going to close on this note here. Listen, what note I'm going to close on. The voice to Peter, James, and John. Yeah. Whatever Jesus say to you, do it. That's what the voice from heaven said to Peter, James, and John. whatever the voice is saying, whatever the Spirit of God is saying to you today, do it, friends. Do it and have fellowship with God. Oh, oh, I want to see the church revive again. Oh, I want to see the churches all over in different nations begin to shout and to praise and to worship God. We begin to intercede and to supplicate for those that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. We begin to pray for the man or the woman that is on the sidewalk, nowhere to sleep. Oh, yes, friends, no food to eat. We begin to pray for them. Yes. Would you today, Christians, let me ask you, would you be like David, son of Jesse, king of Israel? Have mercy, dear Lord, on me. Forgive me of my backsliding. Oh, I want to come and sing the wonderful worship choruses that we did earlier on in the service. Yes. Oh, I want to pray and to worship God just like what you did earlier on in the service. Oh, I want to read the Word of God just like you did. Oh, yes, friends. The voice from heaven said to Peter, James, and John, whatever the Word of God tells you to do, do it. Have faith in God today to walk with Him and to have fellowship with Him and to tell Him how much you love Him, how much you thank Him for all you do. I will make you fishers of men. Yes, friends, I'm not too busy that I can't spend some time to witness to my neighbor. I'm not too busy that I can't spend time to witness. I'll tell you what, and I'm going to close on this note here. I remember, friends, one of the churches that I used to pastor, I used to attend the prayer meetings very early in the mornings because they were within walking distance to church from where I was living. And we would have early morning prayer meeting. And there it is, after the prayer meeting, I'd walk down to where I'm living. But there was a very rich man living in the town there, a businessman. And I would pass him each morning and call his name and says, we prayed for you this morning. We prayed for you. And you know what? He told the people that I'm the only pastor that always come there and say, I'm praying for you and with you. But then, friends, one night, that song service, the Sunday night, friends. Here it is, that man who never walks, he always drives. From way over the hill, he heard a singing coming up to his house. And that man walked from where he's living down into the valley and come back up into the hill. And he walked and came to the church door and stood up, took off his hat, and he stepped straight in and went to the back of the church. All because he said he heard the singing, hallelujah. That was Holy Ghost singing, friends. When you hear those people at the gospel service that we have in the night, sing, sing until the power of the Lord come down. Hallelujah. Sing until the power of the Lord come down. And the power of the Lord came down in that man's house. He was in his living room. And he walked from up that hill and came down into the valley and up the hill again. And came to church, stood at the church door. And he took off his hat again and step right into the church, right down to the back seat. And before I could finish preaching, friends, there he was at the altar, giving his heart to the Lord. Yes. And you know, friends, what a revival that brought in that community because he was rich. He had many business places. And he had many children and many women. Oh, yes. Many, many women he lived with. Oh, but the Spirit of God moved upon his heart that night. And the best part of the story is when he was baptized, he said, "Pastor, I have never baptized in cold, bathed in cold water. You think it will be all right to baptize in the cold water?" I said, "Sir, with all the baptisms that I've had, I never hear of anybody getting sick after baptism." Yes. And I encourage him to be baptized. And people all over Jamaica, because he's a well-known man, he was always helping people, came out to see this man being baptized, accepting Christ as Savior. Why? Because we were praying for him all these years. Yes, we were singing, he heard the singing coming over the hills and coming over into his house. Yes, friends, we must sing until the power of the Lord come down. Don't be afraid to worship God. Yes, we need to bow down and worship. Here it is. The people saw the Peter, James, and John saw the glory. Saul, who became Paul, he too saw the glory of God coming down upon him. "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" "Here I am, Lord. Here I am." Today we have many scriptures in the New Testament here that Paul wrote. How about God writing your name in the wonderful book of life? Yes, is there 1, 2, 3, there might be 4 or 5, who say, "Lord, I'm coming to you now. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Evermore to Rome." Oh, yes, friends. Would you come today? Would you come like this man, coming from off the hill, down in the valley, up the hill again, and to the church door, and surrender his heart to the Lord? I'm going to talk to 2 sets of people today. You once used to walk with the Lord. You once used to sing those wonderful hymns. You used to pray. But you're not doing it anymore. You're following others and you have gone astray. "Come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." This woman came and saw Jesus at the well sitting, and she was always going there every day, every evening to fetch water. Jesus offered her the living water. Yes, today he's offering you life everlasting. He paid a price. Not very long ago we celebrate Easter. We celebrate Good Friday. Oh, yes, we enjoy those services. But friends, you too can enjoy those services today. Why not kneel at the foot of the cross and surrender your life to him today? Christians, you are a prodigal today. You want to come back home. I must arise and go back home again and serve the true and the living God. Let us pray. Father, move upon the hearts of the many backsliders in this country. In other nations, Lord, there are many. God, breathe upon them and comfort their hearts. As your son said to the disciples, have faith in God. I'm saying to you today, friends, have faith in God. If you're a backslider, or you never accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, why not do this today? Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow may be too late. Yes, what an experience it was for Peter, James, and John, experiencing the glory of God. You too can see Jesus today. If you would only take a step to the hill and cry out, Lord, have mercy like David did. Have mercy on me and forgive me of my sins. Father, have mercy on the many that are all over today, that are crying out for help. Some are thirsty. Some are not able to see the way because they are blind spiritually. Oh God, save souls, we beg of you just now. And Father, we will rejoice with them. Oh, we will rejoice with them. The Bible says that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will go the extra mile to find the lost sheep. Are you in that condition today? Yes, friends, let us pray for you. Is there one, two, three? I'll go down to four today. I'd like to see four people. Oh, you're a backslider. Ah, Lord, I'm coming to you. I am coming up the mountain. Oh, yes, and I want the glory of God to be upon me today. Oh, would you like to be like this man? Ah, he left his living room and walked down the hill. Oh, through the valley and come up the hill, mountain again and straight up to where the church was. And he walked straight to the back of the church. And when the altar call was made, he was there, surrendering his life to Christ. Praise his wonderful name.
Praise the Lord.
Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Who will come today? Come just as you are. Would you come? Hallelujah. Would you come today? Jesus is calling you to follow him up to the mountaintop to see the glory of God. You can see this today. You can see the glory of God today. Christians, backsliders, unsaved, revival is important, friends. David asked, would you revive us? David was crying out for revival. Many are crying out for revival. Who'll be the first one to raise your hand and say, pray with me and for me today? I would like to see the glory of God today. And so I'm willing to come up the mountaintop to experience the glory of God upon my life. One, two, three, four. Christians, unsaved. Would you pray with me and for me, Pastor? I'm thirsty. I've been coming to the well each day, not knowing that I can meet Jesus right there. Yes, Jesus says, I am the living water. If you come, you can drink and be satisfied. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In closing, friends, you know what happened? The woman, after receiving the invitation, she ran back to the city. Come see a man that tells me all things. What was the end result? The people in the city ran out to come and see this man that told this woman about the love of God. And because of that, the whole city came out and spent time, days, hearing what Jesus had to say. Would you run out today and come to Jesus now? Would you? Would you? I am going to ask us two more times. Is there a backslider today? Yes, friends. You have been following everybody. Yes, and going astray. Oh, yes, there is. You've been going to the well every day to fetch water. Oh, yes. Yes, friends. Would you come to him today?
Hallelujah.
Would you come? Praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm calling one more time, friends. That's what happened with Paul, who was Saul. There he was walking along the road to persecute the Christians. But the Son of God came down from heaven. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you like to have that experience? The Son of God, who was with his Father, came down to heaven, and Paul saw the glory of God in such a way. There are many others, who I can tell you today, who have seen the glory of God. Would you like to be like them too? Yes. Would you? Would you? Heavenly Father, we have ministered to all today. The Christians who are in a backslidden state, those who are thirsty for water, those who are not able to see their way because they fail to follow you up to the mountain to see the glory of God. Yes, move by your Spirit now upon the hearts and lives of your people and grant salvation today. And grant us most of all, Lord, a revival in this country. Oh, where the churches, again, won't look like a theater. Most churches today look like a theater. Oh, yes. But today, you can become the temple of the Holy Spirit. All the apostle asked the Corinthian Christians, what?
Hallelujah.
Will we not that your body is the temple of God? Oh, he wants to come and live in you today. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Friends.
Yes.
Would you surrender your life? Would you praise his name? Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit now, because that's the reason why you send the Spirit to bring conviction upon all men and women, boys and girls. Lord, as I say that, I remember, in closing, I remember the many, many years in the Sunday school year. Oh, I knew what my prize would be. I know before I even go to church. Yes, I know what my Sunday school prize would be for best attendance. I know it like a book. Each year I dress so nicely, and I knew exactly what my present would be for Sunday school. When last have you been to Sunday school? I remember brethren teaching them in Sunday school. Today, friends, when last have you been to Sunday school?
Hallelujah.
When last? When last? Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise his name.
Praise
his name. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray for all those that have heard my voice today. So many backsliders all over the world today. So many backsliders, Lord. So many. Oh, God, so many have lost their way and failed to turn back and follow after Jesus. Save souls today, we pray, for those who have been making excuses year after year. But God, I'm asking you now to save souls this day. Bring us a mighty revival that we will see the glory of God coming down upon the churches all over the United States of America, all over the world.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. We pray for the persecuted Christians that are locked free because of their faith. They have walked so many times up the mountaintop. Yes, be merciful, we pray today.
Hallelujah.
Christ, have mercy, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the fellowship.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the praise and worship. Thank you for this time, Lord, when we can enter by faith at the cross. That those who know you as the Savior would say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Hallelujah.
And wash me. Wash me with the precious blood.
Hallelujah.
As we so often sing, the blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord has power to save. Yes, that experience all had.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the risen Savior.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.